Hello.
Hello.
Well, welcome to the final episode of the Disney College Podcast.
Starring Meghna Chakravarti.
Sorry, who?
From NPR.
Hi,
I'm Meghna Chakravarti, and you're listening to The Other Point or something.
The Other Point? Is that a...
What did I say her show was?
Are we talking about...
We're the Disney College Podcast.
No, before. Meghna Chakravarti show, I said it. It's,
NPR?
On NPR. She has a show called...
I don't watch NPR.
No, but I said it like 40 seconds ago.
But that was 40 seconds ago.
With Meghna Chakravarti.
Just if the listener wants to know, they can rewind.
Imagine if one of your like four listeners is Meghna Chakravarti. She's like, I got a shout out.
To be fair, there's way more than four listeners.
Is one of them Meghna Chakravarti?
You know, it wouldn't surprise. Oh, that was the first fart on air.
First fart on air.
Oh,
well then.
I would like to add a disclaimer. I am drinking a milkshake and am very lactose intolerant.
Should I move this closer to you guys? Do you think you can pick it up?
Can you get the anus cam?
The anus? I don't know. Like, is that closer? Do you think the food will? This is our final episode.
Like that song by Europe?
No, that's the final countdown. Final episode is Asking Alexandria.
Who?
Asking Alexandria, you know.
Who? Angels and Airwaves?
Tom DeLonge?
Tom DeLonge?
Whatever.
No, that's the alien copy of Tom DeLonge. It's Tom DeLonge. Hello, I'm Tom DeLonge. I run naked from nurses.
The only podcast stuff I want to bring up is one, or three things. One, this is the final episode. Two, we're here with James, who, you know, is the co-host.
Me. In person. Oh, in person.
In person. This in is person. This Hello. Is like our first in-person one. And then it was also, I think the day this comes out is the 2-year anniversary of our first episode with Dan. So if you haven't checked that one out, you should go check it out because, you know, after this there's...
Dan hates Disney.
Yeah. But we're just going to ramble because I like endings. So,
endings are like the butt of things.
Endings
They're
are like
usually the... pretty shitty.
There's always room for a sequel, though.
Yeah. Just like Human Centipede.
Well, you know what that movie was about, right? Did you see the sequel?
Oh, no, I didn't mean the sequel of Human Centipede. I mean, like, an ending is like a butt. A sequel is like a Human Centipede where you sew someone onto that butt.
Do you know the ending? Like, do you know what happens in Human Centipede 2?
I think you, like... I think I made a joke like that recently, and you explained Human Centipede 2 to me.
I feel like I remember this, actually. But yeah, it's a guy who watched the first movie.
Yeah.
And then it's him reenacting it.
So what you're saying is someone needs to listen to your podcast and start a spinoff podcast?
But it can't be, like, it's like a, even though, you know, we use Disney in the name, so technically we legally can't claim the name of the podcast, but they could call it. But I don't want people to call it that. This is the Disney College.
The Ripley's right? Believe It or Not Disney Podcast.
No, the whole idea is, the reason we haven't done one in 6 months is James is secretly cooking up a spinoff. Because he's a part owner, so he's going to call it the Real Disney College Podcast.
Yeah, but like real, like with two E's, like Real Big Fish.
It's going to be about fish Disney movies.
He only does it on his dad's boat.
You could say it's going to be Off the Hook.
It was terrible, but I enjoyed
on
it.
Brand.
On brand.
Speaking of brand, everyone likes to smell their own brand.
What's funny is people are probably going to click on this because I'm probably going to title it something like, oh, the D23 convention, because that's happening right now where they're announcing all the new Disney material.
Let me tell you.
And that's all we got for that.
That's what we got for that. D23, everyone.
Yeah, no, I guess they showed, like, footage from The Little Mermaid or whatever. I didn't watch it.
Ooh, that's funny that you say that, because I was thinking about Disney meetings of sorts, as you said, D23 convention, and it made me think about it. Did I ever tell you that my neighbor is a Disney stockholder, and she got, you know, back in the day, she got invited to and went to the meeting where they apologized to everyone for the penis on the cover of Little Mermaid.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm a stockholder.
She, like...
She was a bit, like, a...
Yeah, like, I don't know what... Her whole life, like, she fucking loves Disney. Like, everything is always Disney. So I bet she...
She's probably, like, before, you know, the Robin Hood app existed.
Yeah, like, this was in, like, 98 or something, whenever Little Mermaid came out.
She probably went to the store.
Yeah.
And, like, the stock store. Yeah. And she was like, I'll have... Five of those stockaroonies.
Can you wrap them up real nice for me in stockaroony paper?
Stock me up, Disney.
Actually, just give me some of those useless Apple stocks. Wrap them in those.
Yeah. Why would I invest in that?
Garbage companies.
You know who's not garbage, though?
My dad.
Yeah, but Garfield.
Ooh, I do love
This is the spinoff. This is the end of the Disney College podcast.
Disney College podcast, The Tale of Two Kitties.
That's the sequel, and it's just me and Dan going over every Garfield movie, which is, you know, two of them.
A podcast to review every Garfield movie.
Just two.
Just two. But, like, we switch off every episode. Like, we go back to the first one on the third episode.
Can we do that?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
And, like, by the 10th episode, we have broken Garfield down to a metaphysical point that no one should break it down to.
And we, for the theme song of the podcast, we used that Baha Men song that was played four times within the first Garfield movie. There's a scene where Garfield is dancing to the Baha Men as they're on screen. And he keeps shoving Odie out of the way.
You ever think about how, like, every song we grew up with was just really disrespectful to women?
Well, it wasn't Who Let the Dogs Out that they played.
No, I'm saying, like, every song. Like, if you think back to, like, a middle school dance, it's like, Soulja Boy is just about coming on people.
Yeah, but, I mean, I'm not trying to defend that, because you're right. But I feel like even back, even further, like, the music our parents grew up with is very disrespectful as well.
Yeah, but then if you go back even further... You get music that's really good and wholesome, like, I don't like those peaches because they've got the stones. I like bananas because they have no bones.
Well, that's the thing. The peaches are women. The bananas refer to penis.
Yo, is I like bananas because I have no bones a gay right story?
Mozart, though?
Hated women.
Super sexist, yeah.
Hated fucking women. Mozart... wrote fucking all those songs about how much he hates women. Vivaldi, Four Seasons, none of those seasons included women.
You can hear it in the cello. Is there a cello in the song?
Vivaldi's fucking Spring. I hate those women. I hate those women. They're fucking girly ways. Those are the words to Vivaldi's Spring, the secret hidden words.
This segment has been sponsored by Cookout.
And Vivaldi, weirdly.
And Vivaldi. Just know, they both hate women. I don't know about Cookout, though.
Yeah, no, Well, think about it. They have hamburgers. You know what hamburgers aren't? Women.
All I can think of... no, never mind. I don't remember what I was going to say.
All right, but here's a new hot topic. If the McDouble's not kosher, does McDonald's hate the Jews?
I feel like a lot of hamburger places aren't kosher, so everybody probably.
That's not what I'm talking about.
Oh, I wish we started this with live.
From New York. No, it's Saturday night.
No, live from... live from James's backyard.
Has Pete Davidson gotten into anything lately?
What do you mean?
I don't know.
Like on SNL?
Life.
He came out with a movie a couple of years back.
No,
he was in...
Hot Goss.
He was in Buddies, Buddies, Buddies.
No, I mean like Hot Goss.
Oh, him and Kim Kardashian broke up.
No, I heard about that, but like Hot Goss.
Oh, Kanye posted about him on Instagram the other day?
Yeah.
Because Tom Brady commented under it. So Kanye put a big rant about how Pete Davidson's not funny and that Tom Brady must agree because he commented under one of his posts. And then Kanye proceeded to list all his favorite comedians. His number one was Louis C.K., just in case you wanted to know.
Oh, Kanye. Remember that time Tom Brady, like, straight up made out with his kids?
Mm. I do. Did you hear they're not together anymore?
Tom Brady and his kids?
I mean, it depends on what state they're in, but the
T&G broke up?
They're not talking because she's mad that he,
French their children.
I mean, she should be mad about that, but no, it's because he wants to play football again. If anything, he should, get arrested for
French and his kids.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the only reason that's a bummer is because I do have a chicken named after his wife. She's my gimpy girl. Giselle grew wrong, so she has a little bit of a limp. And she's smaller than the rest of the chickens.
Is that a comment on Giselle?
We didn't know that would happen. We named her that when she was a baby.
Mm. They keep saying, though, that she left the compound. Does Tom Brady have a compound?
If Tom Brady had a cult, that would be a little bit too much power.
It's the initiation Frenching their children.
Yeah, like, that sounds like Children of God would happen immediately. Joaquin Phoenix's parents are just like, we need more kids.
Oh, Lordy. I think it was... I read a sad story about Joaquin Phoenix's son. Or not son, River Phoenix.
Yeah.
About how... I think it was Robin Williams that he looked up to.
Oh.
And, should I not say the story? Is it going to bring it down?
Maybe a little.
You know how River Phoenix died?
Yeah.
The day that he died?
Yeah.
They set up a surprise so that he could meet Robin Williams.
Mm. That's so sad.
I just brought the room down.
Mm. Would he kill the fucking mood, asshole? Hey, James.
What?
Sup, dude.
James, what you been up to over the past 6 months?
I've just been in a cave, hanging out.
You smoke grassy-ass Coney 2012?
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah.
Living the dream.
Fucking kill the old gods to make room for the new ones, am I right?
Yeah. Amen.
I hope that the world can hear the crickets in the background, because they were the inspiration.
They're pretty soothing. Yeah, definitely the inspiration. Now, Brad, like, bringing this up every 20 seconds before this trip.
Before this trip? I said I wasn't going to bring it up.
Yeah, but you said you weren't going to bring it up, like, every 20 seconds, so I knew you were going to.
Yeah. I mean, that's how it works.
Yeah.
And then somehow us letting record.
Yeah. Schrodinger's bitch.
I don't know what that means. What was it?
Well, Schrodinger's cat is the cat that's in the box that he doesn't know if it's alive or dead because he doesn't check. Mm-hmm. Schrodinger's bitch is when Brad makes a decision and says he won't do something, and you're really not sure at that point because it's a 50-50 shot.
Mm. I agree. Well, feel like that was a good episode.
That's it? It's been like 10 minutes.
Has it? Oh, it's been 15. Oh, God. We got to go for like 30.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So, new Pokemon game's coming out. November?
Yeah.
So, I just moved.
Oh, yeah. Me and Dan are neighbors now, even though we live across the town.
Yeah.
No, if you think about it, we're all neighbors.
Like Mr. Rogers says.
How are we all neighbors?
Because we put our feet in the pools with the black mailman, and so then people won't be racist.
Did you say we put our feet in the pool with the black mailman?
Or was he a cop? That might change things. No, it was an episode of Mr. Rogers that a lot of people didn't want to happen because he wanted to, like, he didn't want to bring up the heavy topics and make kids' childhoods, like, he didn't want to put the high stakes of racism into childhood, but he wanted to make anti-racism a normal thing, so a lot of people didn't want it to happen, but, because pools were segregated.
Oh, they were?
I think.
How do you segregate a pool, though?
I don't know. I'm trying to think of what...
I'm sure they were, but, like, is it only, like, certain people are allowed in the deep end?
I think it's, like, they believed that black people were dirty, so they couldn't go in the pool with the white people. Mm. And so... And now that I'm thinking about it, the timeline of Mr. Rogers, I'm not sure if that was the motivation behind this, or... if it was something similar, but he wanted to make a point to say, no, we're all the same. So he had his character who, I can't remember if he was a mailman or a police officer, but he was a black character. And he got a little kiddie pool out and sat there with him. And they both put their feet in the kiddie pool just to, without making a big deal of it, made a huge statement of anti-racism saying, hey children, look, this is fine, I'm not getting sick, he's not dirty, we are equals.
Mr. Rogers
fucking was genuinely probably the most wholesome, inspirational television character that, you know, did a lot of good.
Did you watch the movie with Tom Hanks?
No, I pick times that I need to feel things. Mm-hmm. And I haven't had the emotional capacity in me for that. Mm. But I think he was a mailman and his name was Mr. McFeely.
Oh, there's a Bloodhound Gang song about him.
I'm sure that wasn't appropriate.
Do you remember the My Only Friends Are Make-Believe song that has the Hungry by the Wolf?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's that song.
Oh.
Actually, you know what? Probably isn't appropriate. He is a mailman.
Yeah.
Because he's upset that he came into his house without knocking. That's what the song's about.
I don't think there was a Mr. Rogers episode where he was upset that he came in his house.
No, there's a Bloodhound Gang song.
Oh, I thought you were saying they referenced him going in the house and Mr. Rogers being upset. And I was like, I don't think Frank Rogers has ever been upset. But, that's a lie, too. You ever see the footage of Frank Rogers on the goddamn Congress floor making the point for why public broadcasting needs funding? And he got everything he asked for?
Yeah, because he's Mr. Rogers. Because
he's goddamn Mr. Rogers.
American hero.
Genuinely. So is Mr. McFeely. Because, think about it, too. The stakes for Mr. Rogers were like, he could lose his platform, which was huge. Mm. He could lose his job and his livelihood, which would be huge. Mr. McFeely
if somebody, like, he could have got hurt.
That's true.
We got serious.
I've been watching the Muppets.
Tell me about it.
You know, Muppets with Jason Segel, great movie.
Great movie.
Fantastic. Muppets Most Wanted, not great.
Not great. I'm a man, or am I a Muppet? Am I a Muppet? If I'm a Muppet, then I'm a very manly Muppet. I'm a Muppet of a man.
The fact that Jason Segel didn't come back for the sequel.
There was a sequel?
Yeah, Muppets Most Wanted. It starts immediately where the other one ended.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't come back and help write it or anything.
Yeah.
Which the opening song is fun, but then they said, let's call the movie The Muppets Again. And the song, and Disney made them change it to The Muppets Most Wanted, so the song just does not work. And they kept it in the final cut.
It was probably a spite thing.
Yeah.
Which I do love the concept of a spiteful Muppet.
Yeah, because it's all the music from the first and second movie are by the, what's their name? Brett McKenna. He's Flight of the Conchords.
Like
HBO comedians.
Like that classic song, Flight of the Valkyrie?
No. They're kind of like I'm going to be wrong here, but kind of like a Tenacious D, like Flight of... Speaking of Tenacious D.
Oh, we saw them.
Yeah, we saw them.
Oh, wait. I had a thought I wanted to say after that sentence, and I got to remember it. I don't remember it. All right, kill myself.
Oh, no.
That's how the podcast ends. Just at the end of the show, Dan dies.
Drink to death.
What? Oh, are you getting your drink?
Yeah.
What drink is it?
Whiskey.
Whiskey? Are you just taking a sip out of the bottle?
I was drinking a whiskey.
Like, that whiskey is... Can we shout out the whiskey?
Fucking Bird Dog apple flavor whiskey. This shit.
It's so good.
It's so good.
Did James ever try it?
James, take a sip of this.
Please take a sip of that.
It's so good.
All right. This is the moment that James becomes an alcoholic.
I did that one time. My advice is don't also develop a benzo problem as an alcoholic.
Oh, James did not like it.
Oh, wow.
To me, it's just like
you go to sleep and you're like, maybe I'll die, but you wake up and you make a lo-fi music video.
Oh yeah, that's apple juice. All right,
can I have a sip?
Yeah,
it's not apple juice here. I'm wiping the top because you know COVID.
It's alcohol.
Oh yeah,
I got a good story. You know my father, Dr. Paul.
If my teeth weren't hurting, I'd chug a little bit more of that.
My father one time was I can't remember if he was living in Philly or Boston at the time, but he's out in the city for the New Year's Eve fireworks.
Mm.
And the fireworks are going off. Countdown goes. Everyone's, woo! And this homeless dude near my dad is like, oh, woo! And he has this unlabeled bottle of just straight hooch.
What's that?
That's just, you know, it was just like unbranded, random hard liquor. Probably made it himself somehow.
Yeah.
And he hands it to my dad and says, Happy New Year's. And you know my dad. He's a very mild-mannered man. He's a very polite. He's a very, you know, dignified. Takes a swig of that fucking hooch. And my mom says, Paul, what the hell? And he goes, what? It's alcohol. It'll kill any bacteria. Now, anyone listening that doesn't know my dad...
He's a doctor.
He is a doctor. He is like... He is the cleanest person I have ever met. So that story always is just the most wild thing. And his reasoning is honestly the most beautiful thing. It's that this man who has nothing offered my dad something and it would be awful for him to deny it.
That's so nice.
I know. He's the nicest man.
Your dad's like a saint.
He is the best guy.
Oh. Can we have him as a guest on the Garfield pod?
Absolutely. He will be so annoyed to be there.
Wait.
He's going to start watching TV during it.
That's fine, as long as he's there. Garfield pod, can it only come out on Mondays?
Or every day but Monday. 6 day a week podcast.
No, because the whole podcast, we're just pissed off. We're just like, my God, it's another fucking Monday.
It's another fucking Monday.
You know what I hate? Mondays.
It'll be called the I Hate Mondays podcast. And after like 3 episodes, it'll stop being about Garfield. We're just really pissed that it's Monday. And we always eat lasagna.
Can we do that? Like, once? Maybe it'll be a once a month one. No.
Once a month, we'll do the lasagna.
Yeah, we'll split a lasagna.
Yeah.
And our guest will have one.
Well, not split a lasagna, but what if like each month... I mean,
they sell the...
No. We ain't having frozen lasagna.
It's so good, though.
What if each month we switch off? I make a big old lasagna, and the next month you make a big old lasagna?
You trust me to make a lasagna?
I trust Emmy, too.
Emmy's not making a lasagna for our Garfield podcast.
No, it would be dinner for me, you, Sarah, and Emmy.
Are they hosts, too?
No, but they can have some lasagna.
But then how are they going to end up being on the show?
We go in the other room. Both of us have apartments with multiple rooms.
Oh, yeah.
We could do lasagna day.
James, are you in for the lasagna?
You'd have to make your own lasagna, or you'd be a little late because mail order lasagna is difficult.
Yeah.
Lasagna.
You heard it first, folks. Lasagna.
James is coming back to the podcasting world.
Whiskey?
I kind of feel like I need my tequila. But like,
I have an affliction.
What?
I just love whiskey too gosh darn much.
That's the thing with me and tequila. But I don't want to just... I can take shots out of the bottle, I guess, right? I don't have my cup anymore, so... James, you want to swing of tequila?
No, I'm good.
One time?
Oh, he likes the whiskey now, though.
No, he liked it before. He did.
Oh, he did? Yeah. The first face was kind of like... Mm-hmm.
Just hit me all at once.
That was a close call right there.
What?
I felt a turtle come out of the shell a little bit.
Did you shit your pants?
No, I came very close, though. Like, it was a whoop.
So, here on the Disney...
How much time we got left on this thing?
What do you mean?
I gotta poop.
I mean, as long as you want. It's just recording us talking.
Can you pause it?
Can I pause it?
You can pause the recording.
I mean, I can.
I have to poop so bad.
Will we actually come back to it, or is this the end?
No, we'll come back to it. The turtle's coming out of its shell, buddy.
All right, we'll be right back. Maybe we'll play the ad here. We're back from, I don't think I put an ad in there. If I did, hey.
So let me tell you. I don't know what I made in there, but it looked like the coach for the Detroit Lions. It was pretty soupy.
Oh, God. Did you see his whole new thing?
That Barry Sanders followed him?
Yeah, so he's been tweeting at him.
Yeah, Barry Sanders. I don't know what he tweeted back at him and was like, I know that you weren't Coach. I just wanted to see if Coach was one of the men behind the mask.
That's even weirder.
Yeah, I don't know what it means. Is that like a lyric in the new song?
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know that. Oh boy, do I like pizza. This cheese is going to be really bad for me, though.
Yeah. I don't know what happened. Like, I still am lactose, I think. But, like,
You're made of dairy?
It must be that. Remember whenever I would have, like, vodka? I'm like, how come I never get hangovers? And Ryan's like, because you're always dehydrated. And I'm like, yes.
What does that have to do with lactose?
I was just thinking of, because you said you're always dairy. And you said, like, I'm made up of dairy.
Yeah.
So then I was saying, that's kind of like how Ryan said that, because I'm always dehydrated and hangovers are largely due to dehydration.
No, I was just making a joke because you said I'm lactose, not lactose intolerant. So I'm lactose means like you're milk. You are made of milk.
Oh,
he's made of milk. He is milk.
I was expanding off of it, not knowing that you were
It still doesn't make sense what you were saying.
I was just saying that because you said that I am lactose, which I did not understand the joke behind at first because I did not realize that I said lactose and not lactose intolerant.
But what does I am lactose have to do with the fact that you're always dehydrated?
Because I said I am lactose as an I am lactose intolerant. I don't know, I'm just telling stories. Oh, no, because then I said, but the cheese doesn't really affect me, like, that way anymore. Kind of like how? Like, I didn't get hangovers from drinking because I was always dehydrated. Kind of like how I'm made up of cheese.
Oh, so you're saying you're like the Hulk.
Yes.
I'm always angry.
Yeah.
Smash. I get ya.
Smash.
Hulk do smash.
Imagine if someone was just like, I want to listen to this show that ran for like...
Barry Sanders listens to this. He's like, damn it. You follow one guy by mistake.
I will say, the funny thing about the show is, you know, the initial premise was me and James giving tips to people going to the Disney College program? And then within the first episode, I started asking James about his lactose issues. James, 2-year check. How are your lactose issues doing? Do we solve them?
It varies day by day. Moral is, I probably shouldn't be having lactose, but I like cheese and milk too much, so...
So we did not solve that.
This podcast is kind of like Bitchburg.
How?
It all loops around.
That's an insider. We kind of solved the problem of it, but it's not going to change. I like cheese and milk too much.
You ever consider getting those lactose pills?
Oh, I got lactose pills.
Hell yeah.
Not sure how effective they are, but...
Sometimes?
I'm just going to just like eating mac and cheese and milk.
Well, I need to take two if I wanted to make me not poop bad.
I will say, that Mountain Dew that's in there,
yeah.
The tequila, good mix.
I realized I should probably stop drinking, but I'm going to take a handful of Xanax later.
I mean, this will put you out, too.
Nah, I don't sleep well drunk. I sleep well on benzos.
Oh, God.
You know when I sleep best? Drunk and on benzos, but I'm not allowed to do that anymore.
We gonna get sad again? Is that where this is going?
No. I miss that shit. Alright, let me tell you. For anyone who's thinking about dipping their toes into mixing benzos and liquor, don't do it. Because here's why. It's the best feeling I've ever been. And literally, there is no downside to it until you die. So, like... It's such a slippery slope.
That's the name of a series of unfortunate events, Brooks.
That's your Venmo.
Yeah, Lemony Snicket. I don't know how I got that one.
Well, wasn't that your username for a couple other things before that?
No. Maybe on Cash App. Oh, I just told everybody my Venmo.
Oh, no. What's gonna... Is everyone gonna Venmo Bradley a dollar?
Everybody, yeah, if you're listening, Venmo me a dollar if you made it this far.
Unless you're Barry Sanders, then, like, quadruple that shit. $4, baby.
Yeah, any dollar that I get will go to the Garfield Fund so that we can make lasagna.
Unless Barry Sanders gives us $4, we're gonna fucking get me some McDoubles up in this bitch.
If we do that podcast, I cannot wait until the ad read. Because you do an ad read.
Me wow.
Me wow.
If you hate Mondays like me, get HelloFresh.
Well, we don't. If it got really popular, we might get that. But the, me and James did one for Anchor.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same one that plays on everything now because we did it mid-episode one time and I just left it in. Mm-hmm. So now it's at the end. You'll hear it if you keep listening, everybody. I don't remember how it goes, honestly, but...
Ooh, we should get an ad from Barry Sanders. Hey, if you have the same name as a prominent football coach,
please reach out and tell me so I don't follow you on Twitter. Thanks, Barry Sanders.
We'll make the podcast account immediately after. This podcast is never going to happen.
Yeah. But we'll still make the podcast account be called, like, Bill Belichick. Barry Sanders will accidentally follow it.
Is there a Garfield, like a player that's named Garfield?
Almost definitely.
Hmm. But maybe he just likes the thing Garfield. Like the comic.
Yeah.
Well, I think that about sums it up. But, you know, we've talked about everything. We've talked about poop, which we talked about in the first episode. We kind of talked about Disney.
Yeah.
We touched back in on James's bowel movements. Anything else that we covered over the past couple of years that we didn't go over, James? We're not bringing back that character. I'm not going in and pitching this. My voice up. Surprise, everybody. It was me.
James, can we get a prospect? That prospector left to end on?
Well, geez. No. I forgot something.
Oh.
I want to end on something. I'm not going to make James do what I typically do, where I sit there and I go,
I think the rains are coming.
Perfect time to go swimming.
Cowabunga, dudes.
Well, first, I got to ask James.
Can we get naked and go swimming?
James does that anyways.
Yeah, but I want to see you guys' docks without it being good.
Still, Well, first, we got to ask, does anybody have anything to plug? Me and Dan got our Garfield show, you know.
No, yeah, my Pokemon show's over.
Yeah. I don't got a show to plug anymore. I used to have Cinema is Dead, but that's like every 3 months.
If
that.
Buy my shirt. I haven't put it out yet, but it's going to be on probably Etsy.
Maybe so, like, bubble? You know, this episode's coming out like a day after we record it, and
maybe I'll put my shirt up by then.
So, when the shirt is, you're gonna put your shirt up like tomorrow?
Maybe. I have the design for it.
Oh, you do?
The Enya shirt.
Oh, okay, I can post it on the Instagram.
It's the Slayer logo, but it says Enya. Because I fucking love Enya. Who, like, she lives in a castle with, like, 30 cats and doesn't talk to anyone, and I strive to be her. Just, like, looking in the mirror, who can say? And, like, the more only time she sings, the more cats appear behind her. Like, that's my life.
Remember when they used to play Only Time at Kmart?
Yeah, and every time they'd be like, Enya. Remember that time? Remember they'd always play Erasure? And I'd mentioned that I like Erasure, and that guy in the electronics department would try and use that to molest me.
That's it. That's for the Garfield show. James, how's Toga Tips going?
Yeah, it's going pretty good. Almost at 2 years now.
Anyone try to use a classic 80s pop band to molest you?
No, they would use the PlayStation for him.
Oh, yeah, he did also try and molest me with the PlayStation.
We'll let you figure that out in your mind. If it was with the PlayStation or by getting a PlayStation, you can learn that by yourself.
Or, fun third option, with some dead person's PlayStation.
It's that one.
It's that one.
So, yeah, everybody can go to YouTube.com. Is it now YouTube.com/TogaTips?
Yep.
James has been uploading. We've plugged it many times. If you haven't gone to follow it yet,
Toga Tips is nice if you don't want to like scroll through 900 pages of Twitter to try and find out new shit in Pokemon, and you actually just want one thing to tell you, this is what's happening.
James is killing it on there though, like
straight killing it.
Because Toga Tips, like, not that anything was like a side project, but I remember when he was launching that on the show, and he was like, yeah, everybody should check it out. And guess what has, like, 12 times the views?
Well, you know, I bet it has nothing to do with the really cool fucking logo he has.
I wonder who designed that.
Who made that?
I wonder who designed the logo for our show, too.
Oh, wow. Mystery designer.
Mystery.
It could not have been Dan. Could
not
it have?
Me.
Guess who also did the theme song for this show?
Not me.
No, it was.
Did I?
Yeah, it's you on the, I think it's the thing that you blow into. You
Melodica?
Did, yeah, you did the When You Wish Upon a Star.
Oh my god, I did!
We called it When You Wish Upon a D.
Yeah.
You guys all heard that earlier, don't worry.
Holy shit, I forgot I did that.
And then for the music review episodes that we did, I would go into GarageBand and I'd make it an electric guitar. So it sounded cooler. Yeah, so typically now is the point of the show where I look at James and say, James, leave them with this. But I'm not going to do that this week.
Wow.
Because it's just nice to have him here.
We love you, James.
We love you guys, too.
But I do want to end the show with James. Oh, no. What is happening over there? He's letting this happen. Are they big? We've seen it.
Pretty decent shalom.
James. James, I want you to leave Nick with some of his favorite catchphrases of yours.
Oh, jeez. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really doing that?
Nope.
Like, even flaccid, he's got like 2 or 3 inches on him.
Rip me.
And that's the end, everybody. No, that plays before. That played. This is the ad section. Like, there's going to be an ad that plays.
Hi, my name is Kurt, and if you're like me, you hate cooking. I'm gonna here to tell you, try HelloFresh. It's a weekly subscription service.
Try the I Hate Mondays
Express. I hate Mondays.
Every Monday, they'll freshen your day up with a nice lasagna.
Fresh. Because you hate and you hate Mondays.
There's a,
I hate Mondays.
On one of the podcasts I listen to,
yeah.
Because HelloFresh is, like, you know, they have the, what's it called? Like, they're trying to get rid of unions.
Oh, they are? Fuck HelloFresh.
Yeah,
I only use HelloFresh.
Because,
I hate Mondays.
Because they already signed a deal with
yeah.
them, they still have to read it.
Yeah.
And they have to be good about it. But one of their crew members made a burrito one time that just... It just looks like... You can't see anything in it. It's just a wrapped burrito. And it has little grill marks. So every week they're like, look at all the things that people sent in. And they go, what's that? And they scroll to this burrito and they're like, is that AB's burrito? And they're like, wow, I've never seen a burrito look as good as that one. And they just hyper-focus. They tried to get HelloFresh to change the code to AB's burrito. But anyways, James, you gotta leave Nick with another... another classic James quote. Maybe a ha-ha.
Ha-ha. Oh, come on, James.
It's the last ever
one.
Episode, James.
Ha-ha. Come on, James. We need a little bit. I just
we
gave
did
you
200
a
episodes.
There we go.
Oh. James has one more message for everybody. This is like an hour and a half later, but you know. James, go ahead.
Cowabunga, dudes.
And that's how our show will be remembered. Dan, did you have any final words after the ad? James pulled us back in so we could say cowabunga, dude. In between this, Dan has skinny dipped.
I made Bradley take a video of me naked.
Yes. So if you would like to see that, I don't know where you'll see that.
On Bradley's OnlyFans.
On my... I don't have it. All right.
I do now. You've got the content.
Oh, what if that's the first video we put up as the Garfield pod, but we censor your butt out with a picture of Garfield?
Two pictures of Garfield.
All right, James, we did this just for your line. Say your line again.
Cowabunga, dudes.